Well, I am here in Chicago, Illinois at the 20th anniversary for VI's PER Symposium, and Dr. Andreas Perez is here with me, and he is with the University of Minnesota. He talked to us a little bit about the PERS research that has been going on over the years and what they're doing there in Minnesota to kind of narrow the knowledge gaps when it comes to the update on what's going on with the virus. First of all, Dr. Perez, tell us a little bit about your background in this industry.
Well, I'm originally from Argentina. I'm an epidemiologist. Who has been working for more than 10 years at UC Davis, where we developed the disease bioportal, and recently moved to the University of Minnesota, where I took a position as a professor to work specifically with swine health.
Well, first of all, let's kind of talk about some of the PERS indicators that you talked about. And one of those was the National Indicators Program that talked about the weekly reports that were being done when it comes to the swine health monitoring project. What did those weekly reports indicate, and what did that information, how was that given to the producers, and how did they kind of utilize that?
Well, that project started as a way of standardizing information. In the absence of regulation for this disease, there is no requirement for sharing information on the status of the disease. So it gets down to the producers being willing to share that information. So what that project did was to create and standardize a mechanism for producers to share and to learn where others were in relation to themselves. So what this is a voluntary program that includes 14 systems, accounting for more than 1 million sows in the country. So it's pretty well covered, the industry. And systems have agreed to share their status on a weekly basis, and then we report back to them that status, so they can see where their system is in relation to others, although we maintain confidentiality by not allowing producers to systems to know what's the specific system that was included next to them. So we protect confidentiality while still allowing them to share and compare the results.
So let's talk about results of that.
Well, the results is basically a chart that that indicates the incidence of PERS in time. And that allowed us to learn a few things about the disease epidemiology. For example, one of the most interesting things is that over the previous 4 years, not the last one, but 4 years before, the outbreak or the epidemic season started exactly the same week in October with a pattern that was surprisingly repeated through the years, and also that the spatial clustering of cases was also significant and maintained through those years, and that the probability of having an outbreak on a given year was significantly associated with the fact that you had an outbreak in the previous season. So that all that information allowed us to come up some conclusions regarding the repeatability of the pattern of PERS spread.
Well, switching gears a little bit, tell me a little bit more about the N212 program and its progress.
Well, the N212 is one of many area regional control programs in which producers have agreed to share information on their status and to coordinate ideas on how the impact of disease may be mitigated at the regional level. So it's following the idea that working together there may be a higher benefit than working separately. What we are doing now is providing support on mapping and evolution of the disease in the N212, but we are a bit more ambitious, and we would like to in future future months, next year probably, to start modeling disease spread in N212, what are the factors associated with the spread of disease, and also see what's the social component driving maintenance and spread of disease at the regional level.
Well, let's talk briefly about the molecular epidemiology of it and what you shared with that and how producers are able to see those results and utilize them as well.
Well, that's another interesting development in the sense that sequencing has been available for quite a while, and we have a perception of certain use of sequencing to understand certain things about PERS, but we think that we are not quite there yet in understanding what's the value of doing sequencing. So there were a few interesting things about that study. One thing was that we were able to capture the huge variation and diversity of virus circulating on air transmission, at least in certain regions of the U.S. The second interesting thing was that we are trying to come up with metrics to compare those sequences and see if we can use that information to be able to tell if a new outbreak of PIRS in a given farm was associated with an outbreak of a strain that was already in the farm with a new introduction. And the challenge there is that PIRS is so variable, there's so much variation in the virus, that it's difficult to come up with a certain percentage of differences that will tell you that answer. So it's actually difficult in terms of assessing the evolution of the virus.
Looking into the future, you know, the PIRS virus has not been eradicated, and it is, you know, it still looms over producers across the country. What's being done next there at Minnesota and maybe across the country and globally when it comes to new research projects to kind of combat this?
Well, we've seen that realistically the most immediate step should be to try to understand the impact of the disease and mitigate the impact of the disease. And there is a number of research projects associated with that. One of them dealing with time to stability and what are the factors that maybe help us to improve or to shorten the time to reaching stability and to reducing the impact of the disease. Another interesting topic is biosecurity and how we can manage biosecurity in order, again, to decrease the impact of the disease. And finally, to understand the social component of the disease and the role that different players play in maintaining and preventing disease transmission.
Well, thank you, Dr. Perez. Once again, talking with Dr. Perez, from the University of Minnesota, here at BI's 20th anniversary of their PIRS symposium. I'm Jamie Johansson.